Hello, curious ones, and welcome to Route 37, the podcast of many topics. My name is Sonia.
And I'm Jen. Allow us to take you on a winding ride of conversation, not only of our lives, but the lives of others. On today's journey, we're discussing
random ass shit.
Random. And that's the way I like it, this banter back and forth. There's not a lot of direction yet, and any of you all that are here, thank you so much. Appreciate you.
We're going to talk about Myers.
Meyer, Thrifty Acres.
Myers.
I hear there's quite a debate about that right now.
Yeah. Talking about Lola Young.
Yep.
Yeah.
She's sassy. I like her.
She is.
Pretty gal. Pretty gal.
Talking about the future of the podcast as we get into warmer weather.
Yes, Sonny's going to be putting and applying more fun little digital shorts and fun things on the socials, so we'll stay tuned for that.
Let's see. Talking about what we want to do this summer as well. I want to go horseback riding.
Yeah, and I'm closing on Wednesdays for the summer. Yeah, I need to recoup. I'm experiencing a wee bit of burnout. So here we are. Thanks for joining us.
Stay tuned.
We could touch upon my burnout. Well, people are mean to me. Take advantage of a giver. Always wanting a fucking deal. Texting me 11 o'clock at night.
Wow, that's going to be loud.
Huh?
I moved something.
Are we on?
We are on.
Oh.
Oh!
I did not know that.
That's okay. Sometimes you don't need to know.
Okay, fine. Well, I was kind of bad being potty mouthed.
So?
Whatever, I don't care. Well, that was a good snack. Yum.
We're just munching on our snackies.
Yum. So good. That was kind of my lunch, but yum.
What'd you have to eat?
Hard boiled egg with pickled onions and dill pickle.
These pickles are crunchy.
Oh, good. That's what happens when you pay the top dollar for the deli pickles. And not the jarred one. Those are from Meyer.
I see it. Meyer's.
Is it Meyer's?
No, it's just no.
I hear that there's quite the debate out there.
A true Midwesterner though is it's Meyer's with an S.
Mm-hmm. Back in my day. Oh God, I hate.
Back in my day.
So when I was a child growing up, that store was Meyer Thrifty Acres, and it had a little Dutch boy as their little mascot.
I know.
With wooden shoes.
Oh, I know.
A little windmill. And then there was Big Meyer, and then there was Little Meyer. Little Meyers.
Well, now there's Meyers.
Meyers! That I avoid that store like the plague. No offense.
Yeah.
Not that I'm a fan of any of the grocery stores. I'll DoorDash my stuff from
Myers.
Exactly. Myers. Who knows? Maybe Meyer would like to sponsor my podcast, my Route 37 podcast.
Myers.
You know. Todd Winslow. Lake Michigan Credit Union. I'd be jumping on the bandwagon here shortly before I'm too famous.
I don't know. We know some people. The Myers.
Myers.
Man, these pickles.
I know.
They're finger licking good.
They sure are. I was telling the gentleman at a particular store this morning.
You need sponsors?
Well, I've been telling them that for a while. Mm-hmm. But, I'll rip off one of your products while I'm on air.
Fuck yeah.
And then say it out loud.
Who gives a shit? I mean, there are people clearly that are going to give a shit. But,
I own a business.
And?
Right now, until the business is sold, there are some surprises I would like to keep to myself until I'm not a sitting duck here no more. But guess who has stopped visiting unannounced?
Really?
Because I put it on all the podcast blast. I got my final text was, "Are you okay? Are we okay?" And we'll talk about this, Sonya, because you were here the last time he had texted.
Well, I don't know.
And you had seen that it said he would like to spend more time with me because he thinks I'm one of his spirit guides and he would like to get to know me better. And remember, I said, I'm going to push okay and watch what happens. He'll ghost me.
I was going to say nothing. Yeah.
And I'll be like, I'm looking forward to that time off. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, in true fashion, so fucking predictable. So in true fashion near Saratoga.
He's like, oh, wait.
Yeah, like, oh.
Look.
Right? And so he texted that he was in Sarasota, Florida, and he said Jennifer Lopez needs to be in this breakfast cafe. And no, I
should have said I will.
I don't reply.
You should have said I will one day.
Here's the thing: I don't reply because I'm absolutely no contact. I've decided he's not worth the energy just to have a few contents of episodes to have him allow him to keep coming here unannounced. If he comes here unannounced, I will probably, in some way, like, I'm going to call the authorities. You just because you have an office here in town does not
mean...
Why
don't you go find that door that you came in from and, like, step out?
And here's... No response is a response. Let me repeat that.
No response is a response.
Like, don't come here, buddy. I appreciate that you thought that you could outwit me. I'm much too smart. And even the ones who still think that they can outwit me clearly have not figured out one of my main strategic tools in my toolbox, and that's okay. Some of you might have. I like how you put in that post today about the ones that may be watching me, oh, I don't know, from afar.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say those who dare, mm-hmm. or those who do dare to, will still tune in, but
yeah.
It's true, though.
I know. They're watching. They're listening. They watch my socials. And here's the thing. We talked about, John and I talked about this. I'm still kind of pissed that my number one post right now is about that dude ripping me off. For that 100.
Because it's drama.
Yeah. Why can't you all be supporting me when I'm doing, or now I'm just throwing shit. Have you seen my ugly cry videos on my personal page? Where now...
So this is what's weird about my Facebook is, excuse me, when I'm on there, I see shit from like April 2nd or whatever. I don't see it in order, like on the date.
Well, whatever. I don't know what the deal is and I don't care because I don't go to people's page to like look at them secretly and here's the thing, y'all, if you're doing that. If you're, and especially if you're doing that and being one of those in the mic, I see you, especially if you're male, and you're saying you see me, you don't see me. Because if you see me, you would be adding, look, Chica, I see how you work your ass off, or I see how you need a little rest. I see you're a little tired under the eyes, Jen. Anything going on? Nobody's got the fucking balls to be real. That's the part that's really starting to piss me off. I'm losing my shit. Like, why? And on a deeper level... Like, suicide, the ultimate non-attachment. Like, I am not doing this stupid fucking game anymore if this is how everybody's going to play
it. Well, easy now. People are going to think one way.
Well, I've talked about it several times, the dream. Mm. But obviously, I'm still here. But you have those thoughts of, like, wow, I don't have anybody really, my children, that, you know.
Yeah.
But as far as, like, in my comments section... Yeah, woo, girl. I see you because of XYZ. I see you.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm not seeing your posts in like when you post them.
Well, it's because I don't understand the allegoric rhythm and how that. All I know is my organic reach from a couple of people that I've asked looked at it in the media field. My organic reach is through the roof, and that is the proof that I need that people with almost 2,000 followers, and I'm only getting one or two likes, unless it's a family post with you kids, and then I'm getting more because obviously somebody's allegoric rhythm is more about family-oriented pictures. But my just bullshit posts I'm being reported every day. It's hard to bust through that platform.
Man, them MFers, man. Just fucking. Well, one thing you ain't got to worry about is obviously we've been known this. We don't give a fuck what other people think. We can talk about it.
No, isn't about what people think. This is about breaking through a business barrier to go to the next level. I feel I am stuck.
I am saying I validate. And thank understand you. Where oh, you're sweet. Coming from.
I love your verbiage. Thank you.
But you ain't got nothing to worry about. Because of what we got planned this summer. Right?
Right.
Mom was talking about taking potentially Wednesdays off this summer.
I'm not talking about it. I am taking Wednesdays off.
All right. You're doing it.
I am taking Wednesdays off. Taking Wednesdays off so I can find unique best. I'm taking Wednesdays off for... If I don't, I'm going to crash and burn. If I miss another summer of the sun and not mm-hmm. getting a paycheck, for reals, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a no. Especially for perhaps not people understanding that I'm a one-woman show giving me zero grace if I even drop the ball a little bit. And you know Mom's a perfectionist, so I tend to be a lot harder on myself than most. Oh, seriously, call me at 11 o'clock at night.
Then don't answer the phone.
Oh, I don't. I don't answer. And then it's the next morning. I tried to reach you.
At 11 o'clock at night?
Or 4:30 in the morning to tell me that a word was spelled wrong in a meme that I didn't even make.
Thirst trapping it?
Right, I don't even know what that means.
You're reaching for more views, more likes, more people to see your shit.
I'm the fucking audience. You see, only two people like my shit. I'm obviously not doing this for anybody else, but me.
Right.
Okay, good.
I mean, I don't know. I'm pretty hype.
You can't even see my shit. Nobody, obviously.
I can see your shit on Instagram.
Oh, I guess I gotta go to Instagram, though.
I think the next plot twist is that...
I think I need to take a... digital detox. And that's exactly what I'm going to do for a little minute.
You've been saying that.
Yeah, I know. I mean, a complete digital detox. No phone, no nothing.
How are we going to do for the podcast then?
I only need a few days.
I know.
Just to reset my system. Because, wow, this has been a lot of work. I'm not complaining. People are kind of mean. Sometimes myself included. Because I'm too fucking messy. That's not how it goes, but boy, is she a cutie patootie.
She is.
Mm-hmm. I like her.
She don't give a fuck.
She sure the fuck no. I seen her on, what was it, Jimmy Kimmel? You should pull up that clip. I think it's Jimmy Kimmel. Talking about the name of her album.
Which album? Is it a new album? I was gonna say I have all of her songs.
That's what name a couple of her albums.
Let's see.
Because I should remember it. I should look up the clip. What is her name? I apologize that I'm...
So, Mother is talking about Lola Young.
I knew it was Young something.
Isn't she, like, British or something?
Yeah, totally.
Right?
Yeah.
She's got such a voice. Isabel and I were talking about her not so long ago.
Well, she's darling. Is it Jimmy Fallon? I just want to see the clip of her. How do I know... Funny clip? I'm sure she's got a lot of them. That narrows it down.
This one album is called This Wasn't Meant for You Anyway.
Yeah, that's it. That's what they're talking about.
No, that's where her messy songs go.
Oh, okay. So it must be a recent one. So how do I pull up where she's talking to Jimmy Fallon about how she come up for the name of that album?
Yeah, Lola Young. I saw her on a video.
Yeah, she's cute.
She's cute.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the kind of...
Well, I mean, she's sassy. Like, I mean, I just love that she... I don't give a fuck!
Yeah.
But you can't understand a word she's saying in that thick Brit.
But she's cute while she's doing it, at least. Yeah,
she is. Don't take no shit. I think I'm cute doing it while I'm not taking any shit.
Exactly.
Like, hello, don't tread on me!
Now we just need the voice to match the attitude.
I've got it. It's in there. She's in
singing?
There. Yeah, she's in there.
I wish I could sing.
Oh, you heard me sing the Landon. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray.
I remember coming home.
I got a voice. I got some pipes.
I remember coming home from like a grocery store growing up.
Spencer.
You'd be like, jamming. This is like in the Ford and the truck that we had, the diesel.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be like either fucking Brooks and, what is it, Brooks and Dunn's?
Mm-hmm.
Or Alan Jackson. You'd be singing with the volume all the way up, and I'm just eating my candy bar in the back.
It was probably Toby Keith.
Keith. Or, what are they called?
Oh, yeah, not Brooks. I know who you're talking about. Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy.
Yeah. What's her name?
Why am I drawing a blank? Because one of them's dead.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Helicopter.
Big and Rich.
Yeah, Big and Rich. Let's pull that up because I did not do that justice. This is the song that got the chicks on the dance floor at the Crazy Horse Saloon. Back in the day.
We don't own the rights to the music.
We're not playing the whole song.
I know, but we don't own the rights to it. Gotta say it.
Oh, you just gotta say it and you're good?
I don't know.
Well, we're just doing the beginning part, and the video is, if you know anything, go watch the video, because it's pretty squirrely too. And if you know anything about anything, you know that they definitely may or may not have rose to fame for some other reason. Whoa! Woo! That'll get you going.
I know it.
Trigger!
Every word of this song. You would be playing this shit as you guys were getting ready to leave the cow camp.
Damn.
Passing out $100 bills, and it kills, and it thrills on my Silverado grill. Everybody getting down in this town.
Ain't never gonna be the same.
Saddle up my horse.
Like, for reals. And we did that. You have not lived until you have saddled up your horse and rode it to some two-foot town.
That just gave me a good idea.
With a Scarlett McFarlane.
Woo! We need to do an episode while we're on some horses.
Wouldn't that be fun? I've already got my, I've already got that picked out. Because I want that, so I want to be in the round pen with one of Gidget's horses.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the Double Twins, Danger Twins song, Showing Off. So my summer song, write this down.
Double what?
Danger Twins. My theme song is Showing Off. But I want to be in the round pen. Whoopsie. I want to be in the round pen and have her bring in a horse. What's that chick's name? It's some new country song. It is... Why don't I see it on here?
But no, that would be a good one for like our shorts.
Mm-hmm. Am I okay? Am I okay? Am I okay? From Megan Maroney. But where she says she found herself a 6'2". I love you. I want it to be a horse walking into the round pen. Me gonna, work out some aggressions while working out a horse in the round pen.
Casino players get 350 bonus
skills. This song.
We don't own the rights to this either.
We don't own the rights to this song, but this song. I mean, it's for Facebook. So instead of a dude, it's a horse.
Mm-hmm.
And I got, he walks in. A 6'2" dream, hairless man. Says what he means, and he means what he says. And he's good in the round pen. That's what I want to do. So think about it. Yeah. Contact Gidget. We'll do that one too. Could be just about anything, but I like that song.
Right.
I've been thinking about it. So I know you got to be heading out here shortly. You've got your homework for Route 37 podcast. I look forward to growing more with you. Thanks for posting what you posted today.
I know. I think I'm going to repost it in a couple days as well.
Yeah, to keep the momentum going.
To
get some followers. The hashtags, I understand, are going to be extremely important. And you know, I'm all willy-nilly all over the place with zero direction. Can you imagine if somebody could harness my in container, my chaos? How many places I could go and be at once with a direction, you know.
I don't know if you've seen on the website.
Five Sanyas would be nice.
Huh?
Five Sanyas would be nice.
Five Sanyas.
So I have a staff that would be.
Oh, yeah, right.
Till the space is sold.
Sounds like mom over here might be doing some Espanol lessons here soon.
No,
are you excited for that?
Yeah, I am.
Let me know what you plan on doing or when.
Well, right now, your sister gave me a book recommendation, which I have downloaded to Audible, who could also be a sponsor.
Not a sponsor yet, though.
Not a sponsor yet. We can wish. I got a wish list going.
We're being polite and letting.
Yes, please.
Our audience.
Well, Spencer knows what to take out. But in my library, Madrigal's Magic Key to Spanish is, and it comes with a PDF workbook. That's what I'm trying
Madrigal's.
To book. Yeah, trying to book, learn that right now. I know when that gal came in, that coincidence, I think not. But wow, I thought that was, it's going to be a lot harder than I thought it was going to be.
Oh, yeah.
I can see why people hire a tutor to, then I see, and this is a different topic, but funny as F.
Mm-hmm.
So did you know that there is a little device that you can put in your ear that will translate?
Yeah, they have like little cellular.
And buying them for their wives and telling them to go complain at the nail spa, and then listen to
the shit they're talking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The amount of times I know that people are talking shit at work, like customers.
That speak a different language.
Yeah, like, come on, I may not understand what you're saying, but you're not hiding your, like, facial expressions.
Or tone.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, get the fuck.
Yeah. So, do we even really need to learn a new language or just get the earpiece?
I think it would be helpful to learn because although these devices are advanced to catch shit like this.
I want to be able to write it or be not be able to read it.
Like I want
a sign. You got to be able to read it. Street signs if you're hiking or doing something where they speak Spanish.
I can read it better than I can talk it. Like, I know.
Because a lot of it is words, and then they put an oa at the end?
No.
Like, delicioso?
No, much more complicated than that one.
Not really, if you listen
No, that's to... just, like, one of the tenses you're using. Like,
I'm on chapter 4. Trust me. It's like, wow.
Maybe you need to restart it then.
I have a whole new respect. I plan on it. Delicious. I've been listening to it at night so it'll soak in. And then I'm already retaining some stuff. But I have a new profound respect for your grandmother on your father's side, who had to learn English because, you know, she knew when she learned numbers right away.
She sure did. And you know what? She said, hey, mija, write my checks for me because I don't know how to.
She didn't know how to write.
Oh, no.
Or read it, but
I was Landon's age.
But she had to speak it, you know. She had to learn. She had to learn English. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, damn, I can't even that transition the other way around. But no, in order for me to want to go to places like Peru and fun places where I really would like to experience before I have to expire. And the E was the letter today on the apple stem. So, you know, I want.
Do you know the alphabet? A, B, A, C.
Uno.
No.
Dos. Tres. Cuatro. Cinco. Seis. And that's as far as I can go.
¿Cómo se dice help?
¿Cómo está?
No.
Bueno.
Mm-mm.
I used to know mayonesa.
Do you know what I said?
Mayonesa. What? Say it again.
¿Cómo se dice help? How do you say help?
How do I say help in Spanish?
Uh-huh.
Call 911!
Ayúdame.
No. Bien-a-me?
You would practice them.
Well, I'm unrolling my R's right now. You have to do it in steps. So I'm taking
just some exercises.
Yeah. However, it is nice now to fall back on knowing while I'm learning it. Should I not learn it before, I don't know, my manifestation ship comes in, that I could just buy a little earpiece and know what the fuck somebody's saying to me on the right now.
Yeah, but you can still have some knowledge of it.
No, I want the knowledge, but I mean, if it didn't happen to me, you know, the learning part,
because
it takes mom a little longer to learn things repetitively.
I mean,
you know,
even Spanish in high school. I mean,
I think that would be a nice tool to help along.
I wish I retained the shit from Spanish longer.
Yeah, there's different types of Spanish because I was asking the girl, which I was right about.
Yeah, they enunciate differently.
Yeah, there's definitely different, especially here in the South, there's different Spanish speaking. But like Louisiana is like French, Portuguese. You know, a dialect that's a bit different than, say, Texas, who has the Mexican and certain other, and then there's the Portuguese and, like, the Peruvian Spanish.
You know what I learned about Louisiana?
Hard telling.
Do you know where their crawfish come from?
Is that a shrimp?
I think so.
I don't know, but they're pretty famous for some crawfish daddy thing.
They're crawfish? I think they call them mud puppies or something.
I don't know.
They fucking come from the ground. Like, a lot of these people who own houses, they're, like, all over their yards because of, like, their areas that are, like, moist. Like, their yard is just fucking moist. They come from the fucking ground.
So?
I didn't know that. I thought it was like, oh, let's go get some from the water!
Well, I think they do. They, like, nets. I've just seen some.
Nah, I'll show you this video.
Well, anyway, I was going to say, I hope you're not, like, saying you're not, like, ooh, they're dirty. I'm not going to eat them.
No.
Shrimp legit eat their own poop and you eat them.
Oh, I fucking love shrimp. No, I just learned something new. It was eye-opening. I did not know such information.